Listener discretion is advised.
Put me on some. Put me on some. Put me on some. Put me on some. Put me on some.
Yeah, yeah. It's your boy V's, and you're listening to the 100% random podcast. So I was a little slow on that one because you either, you know, comprehend what I was saying.
Now we got you. We got you.
But we back at it. You know, I'm back at it in the Uber Eats. I'm in my little hoopty, rocking the, you know, doing the Uber Eats tonight.
Yeah.
You know, I'm not there in the studio with them.
Yeah.
I'm there in spirit and on cell phone. You know how we do.
You gotta do it some way. You gotta do it one way. You know. But it's your boy Dion. You know, one of the the host, one of the peoples of the DMV.
It's me, Kels, Markel. I'm the M.
Yeah, makes sense.
I'm the M of the DMV.
Here to take you on a ride.
Here to take you on a ride.
So welcome to this week. I really hope everybody had a decent week last week. It was I know last week has been I know a lot for people. I bet everybody in this world has been going through something last week, because 2020 has been a confusing year so far. Even though as of this recording, we're only 12 days in. I don't know what else to say about it. I really don't. But since Vince hasn't been on in a good minute, how's your 2020 been so far, man? How's life going for you since you what was the last episode you've been on anyway? Like about a few episodes. But anyway, how's your 2020 going so far?
It is going absolutely amazing. You know, I'm still doing this Bitcoin shit, you know, I'm still rocking with the Uber Eats, still with this fuckboy job post office.
Shit.
Goddamn.
But you know, everything else has been all good. It's been straight, you know, living life. Got a baby on the way, June 2020. Damn, Gemini, I'm all right with it, but it's all right.
Father gang. You know? Yeah, you know, Deion just joined that gang too not too long ago.
Bro, stop trying. That's not happening, man. You keep doing that. Every episode, you keep doing the same damn thing.
You gotta talk things into existence.
Yeah, you do. But I mean, it's not right now, man. Nothing's happening right now.
Hey, man.
You have respect to the Deion family. You know they about to have a little.
Wait, what?
He said, "Congratulations."
Bro, it's nothing happening right now. Nothing happening anytime soon. But
you lying, y'all. You lying.
I know, how am I lying? There's nothing to lie about. Yeah. But so this week, or today's episode is it's a Tuesday episode. This week is gonna be different. I know I say that every fucking episode. Oh, it's gonna be different this one. Well, like I remember we watched one episode of The Watchmen, and then after that we did a Would You Rather, and then that was it. Like that was last week. This week is gonna be different. I know for a fact, because it's not gonna happen the way I want it to happen, but it's gonna do it anyway.
You know, we make life about jokes.
What the fuck was that, yo?
Nigga, I don't know. I don't know. I'm just trying to go with the flow.
You know, I feel y'all. You know, sometimes you gotta make jokes about life. You know, if your life ain't where you want to be, you just gotta joke about it sometimes. You know,
true.
It makes you feel. You know, somebody hit my damn side window. I gotta joke about it because it's my fault.
So, I remember that.
Wait, how was your fault?
Because I had to put those damn mirrors in.
Oh.
If I put the mirrors in, I would never been hit. That's my fault. So I gotta laugh about it.
Look, people make mistakes. No?
That was my dumbass.
Everybody makes mistakes. Everybody has them days. The words of Hannah Montana, you know how it is. You know the fucking vibes. You know?
About to hit the TJ Fridays, you know?
You know what's funny? I know I used to go out to restaurants like every week. But what's the reason to have restaurants these days?
What's the what?
the reasons to have restaurants. Like, why do people still go to restaurants?
I guess it's to get outside.
Yeah, but like, then when you get in a restaurant, all you're doing is like, some people are either on the phone or they're having conversations that they can usually have at home. But then, like, you go home and you don't have the same, you don't have those conversations that you would have at like a restaurant. So then what's the point of going to a restaurant? Just to spend like $40 on a one-time meal. And then...
Ow, that hurt.
What was that?
That hurt. I don't know. It hurt.
Oh. But I don't know, man. It's just like, what's the point of fucking still having restaurants?
I don't know. I think the point of having a restaurant...
That's an interesting question. Like,
I know. It's a random question.
The point of having a restaurant, I guess, is just like... I don't know. I guess the point of having a restaurant is you just basically getting something that you probably won't get at home, I guess. But I don't see other restaurants ain't really doing any shit. They ain't doing shit that actually I could do at home. Like, unless you go to some, like, amazing-ass five-star restaurant or something like that. But if you going to TGF Fridays and getting a damn burger, you can do that shit at home.
Right. So, yeah. Same thing, like, with fast food restaurants, too. Like, I know for a fact you can go to like Burger King and get like a decent burger, or no, you can go to McDonald's and get like a double cheeseburger for $2.
I feel like
no, go ahead.
The car that's next to me is putting my car to shame right now.
Wait, what happened?
This car, it's the same car as mine. It's got all white. It's all white, and it got some sexy ass rims on it. And this is like, it's making my car put in the shame. I ain't gonna lie,
bro. You got to do some upgrades, man.
Like, no, just wait till I get some more money. My car is about to be looking like the damn Too Fast, Too Furious shits. There's
that Tokyo Drift. Yeah, but like what I was saying though, like with the whole fast food restaurants, like you can go get a burger from like McDonald's for $2. But then you can go to like, you know, one of those fast, like we could go with like a pizzeria or like one of those like, you know, local like small pop mom and pop shop restaurants. And you can get a burger for the same price. It's just that one is kind of like homemade and the other one is like, you know, made, you know, in a line or whatever. But they all taste differently. So I guess it's just the price, or I think it's just like quality over quantity. But I don't know. It just was an idea. It was just like something that I was just thinking about. That, like, hey, what's the point of going to restaurants? Because I was spending like hella bread just going to restaurants every Friday.
Yeah.
And it didn't make any sense.
Nah, I mean, I don't want to go out anyways.
So you always... Like, you got to get out more often, man.
I do, but I'm not.
I know that was I know y'all got that on the podcast.
Wait, what? Yeah, I had to turn your volume down. Just a little bit. Right. But, yeah, you don't go nowhere, man. You just stay home.
Nah, not really.
Like, you got to get out there, man.
You think so?
Yeah, there's a lot of things out there in the world. Shit, go to the zoo. Go to the aquarium.
I was actually talking about going to the zoo with one of my coworkers, but I do actually want to go to the zoo.
Yeah, go to the aquarium. I don't know, like it's just random. Like, yeah. It's always that random moment when somebody's like, "Let's go to the zoo. Let's go to the aquarium." Like, why?
Yeah.
I mean, you know, there's certain things that you question. It's like, so what? Like, what do I want to do today?
15 minutes.
15 minutes for what?
What the fuck?
15 minutes.
You got me driving 15 minutes.
Shit, you better take that, man.
Shit, it's not paying me enough. It should be damn $20. 10-15 minutes. Better take that's my mom's house.
Better take that.
I'll stay damn mine up in this bitch, man. I tell you. 15 minutes.
Speaking about 15 minutes,
I guarantee you this is the guy that's walking to his car right now. This is his car. I knew it. What kind of coincidence is that? What kind of shit is that? So he gonna come outside, knowing that I feel ashamed of his car, and he gonna get in his car.
How is he supposed? How is he supposed to know that? Shit, man.
Nah, see, now I gotta drive off, fall fast, because this is bullshit.
You're embarrassed.
This nigga funny, yo.
You embarrassed now?
Like that one, like Cat Williams said, Everybody think that Chrysler 300 look like a Phantom till a Phantom pull up. Like, oh shit, this nigga put my shit to same.
Shame. So,
no turn on. Okay, the turn on red. I'm turning.
All right. I know this is going to be a controversial. Whatever the fucking word is. Is it controversial? What's the fucking word?
We got any advertisements coming?
Not right now. Not yet. Controversial. Whatever. Whatever word I'm trying to say, that's the word I'm trying to say. So, what is y'all view on guns?
In what aspect?
In the aspect of having them, using them, and the reason why we need them.
I hate them.
In the aspect of, you know, having them and using them and whatnot. But what's your view on guns?
To me personally, I don't really need them. Well, whatever owned them, probably not. But I can see why people feel the need to have them. Like, there's some people who just want to, like, protect their homes, like, on the chance of, like, an invasion or, like, whatever you want to call it.
Right.
I mean, I wouldn't mind having one just in case.
Mm-hmm.
So, but, like, there's always that slim chance that, you know, like you have like a kid or whatever. Like, and God forbid the kid,
finds a gun.
Yeah, it's, I guess, always that like slim chance.
Because you got, it's, you know, like, what I mean? it's like a contradiction. Either like you want to protect your home or you want to protect your people in your home from the, you know, the thing you're trying to do.
Yep.
Protect them.
Absolutely.
What's your view on it, Vince? Because I know that you were trying to say something before you got interrupted. I said, what's your view on guns?
Oh, I hate them, but I use them because niggas out here don't fight fair no more. So niggas act like they have to have guns to be strong, and they think having a gun makes them tough. So they feel like, that's why I feel like I have to have one. But I don't have a problem fighting with my hands, but I just need one to protect my family, protect myself, protect the people I love. But I think if the world never invented guns, there'd be a lot of punks out here. Let's just say that. Get a lot of those.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm more on, like, you know, the same type thing that y'all was talking about. Like, I don't like guns, but I see the reason to have them. But then also, you gotta also, like, I used to do Uber and Lyft a lot, and sometimes you need to have something to protect yourself. So you never know, like, hey, you need to, like, you pick somebody up and, you know, they try to do something crazy and you need to protect your life. So you either need pepper spray, a knife, or a gun, or some type of weapon to protect yourself. But then when in your home, I mean, you might have somebody, like, you know, try to you know, breaks into your home, try to rob some shit. You wake up. Yeah. What you gonna do? I hate how those movies, they always like, let me go grab a bat. Nigga, what is a bat gonna do if a nigga got a gun about to shoot you?
You gonna got a lot of damage if you don't miss, that's it. You can't miss.
Yeah, you can't miss, but if the nigga who's robbing your house first see you with a bat and your robe on, bro, he's gonna be like, nigga, why are you? Number one, I'm gonna shoot you for coming downstairs with your robe on in the first place. Right. With a bat. Like, come on, nigga.
How, you don't think I got a gun, nigga? Like,
shit. But, you know, I just want to ask y'all that question. And speaking of that, we're going to take a little break for an ads. Ad breaks, because we love ads.
Sponsored by Pornhub.
All them ads. Ads. The Anaconda song. Ads. Nicki Minaj. Fuck it, I don't know what the hell I'm talking about right now.
Yeah.
All right, we'll be right back. Today's episode has been brought to you by Audible.
You can get a 30-day free trial and 2 audiobooks.
Use the code Audible forever.
Yo, all right, yeah, you could just use the code audibletrial.com/Fuavo and get your 30-day trial membership and 2 free audiobooks of your choice.
Forever.
Okay. Hey, okay. We are back after that break. Okay. Yo. Holy shit. I was not. Okay, here we go. So, when you are old, what do you think children will ask you to tell stories about?
Well, I know if my children learn history in history class about the Twin Towers, no offense to anybody that lost people, all love and respect to the people that lost somebody in that tragedy. But me, I'm a liar. So I'm going to lie to my kids. I'm gonna like, they ask me, Dad, where was you at when the Twin Towers fell? I'm like, look, I was running, trying to help people out the mud. I was grinding. I was like, run, nigga, run. I was going in.
Yo,
my kid going to look at me like a superhero. I'm dead ass.
your child going to ask you, so what year was you born?
Yo, Vince first episode back is crazy.
yo, I bet your child.
Yeah,
I bet your child gonna ask you what year was you born, and what year was the Yo, so well, we're laughing, but this is fucked up. I was 6 when the Twin Towers went down. I was 6 years old. I think I was. I might be
how much older are you than me? Like 2 years, right?
Hold on a second. I think so.
1.5?
Maybe.
How old are you right now?
I am turning 26 in a few months.
Also 1 year right now. It's 5.
For real?
Yeah. Like if you was like...
Oh, I was 7.
Oh, so that means I was 6.
I was 7 years old around the time. Actually, I was already 7 when the Twin Towers went down.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, damn.
Sheesh. Getting old.
2001. Yo, we keep realizing that kids these days who was like born in 2000.
Yep.
They got to be 20 now.
Yeah. I was just talking about this, actually. Yeah, I was just talking about this. Ain't it crazy?
It's crazy.
I mean, you feel old as fuck, don't it?
I'm sitting there like,
ain't it crazy that our kids are going to be like part of the like basically seeing like the 2500 years and shit, like 2000 and like 2025, like,
oh,
no,
yeah,
like
yeah,
yeah. Yeah, yeah,
yeah, yeah,
like they're going to be seeing like the 2040, 2060, 2070.
I would hope so.
Yeah,
like that shit's crazy. Like they're about to be seeing some real crazy shit. Like.
Yeah. Yeah, but back to that question. I'm trying to think of something. Like, I'm gonna say some shit about Apple. Cause I don't know where Apple's gonna be at. I don't know, like when I'm like 53. But I'm gonna be like, yeah, I knew Steve Jobs. I mean, I know who Steve Jobs was, or that I had some part of creating, you know, the original iPhone.
Mm-hmm.
You know, some stupid shit like that.
I was just talking to Kels the other day about that. Like, yo, Apple is going to get to the point where Siri is going to be a whole robot, and then that's going to be an extra $2,500 on your phone. And if you want Siri robot involved, it might be another thousand.
Yep. Yeah, Vince said that the niggas is gonna be like a fucking robot and
shit. Yeah,
Vince said, nigga,
I mean, it's possible.
A nigga's gonna be fucking serious.
I mean, it's possible. Like, you know, it's possible because as human, we always. What the fuck? I guess he got disconnected. But as humans, though, we always over sexualize shit. It doesn't matter if it's like a video game. A TV show or whatever.
Hi, how you doing? Sorry that I have missed your call.
Maybe his phone died.
I think his phone died.
He might call back.
Yeah, but we always over sexualize shit. Like, it's always over. Everything's somehow over sexualized.
I mean, I don't mind.
Hey, man, Pokemon Sword and Shield. I am so pissed off that I did not get Pokemon fucking Sword.
Why not?
the expansion pack. Now, you know the other character I was talking about?
Yeah.
The female one?
I mean, of a homie, what she look like.
Oh, you have?
Nah.
I don't know what she looked like. Go ahead. Oh, never mind. Wait a second. Go look for the expansion pack. I can show it on here, but my fucking controller's all the way over there. But...
There
he is. There he go.
Yo, yo, yo.
Yo, bro.
Yo, what happened? What happened in the house?
I guess you got disconnected.
Oh, we thought your phone had died or something.
Yeah.
Nah. Oh, this nigga hooking.
Yeah, but we over-sexualize things.
You could look it up on here. Yeah. Because I don't know what to go to, so.
It's Pokemon Sword and Shield Expansion Pack.
Oh.
She said she loved me. Pokemon. I said you lying.
Sword and Shield Expansion Pack. The expansion.
So they got certain characters.
Gigi, do you love me?
Exclusive.
I know you're lying.
This is just two characters, which I don't get why the fuck they're doing that, but I mean...
That's different. If she bad enough, I'm getting Sword. I'm going to keep it above.
Nah, man. I don't think it's that needed.
Kiki, do you love me? I know you're lying.
It ain't that deep.
What the fuck? Oh, I still have music queued up from the... from the last podcast.
Are we recording?
Yeah, I'm gonna keep it in here. Fuck that. This is from like two podcasts ago. I had this music queued up. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yo, Markel. Yeah, so that was a little intermission.
Yo, when we get more like a lot of viewers, we should do an after dark special.
After dark? The fucking podcast is always after dark. 24/7.
You talking about the one on the
Yeah. When I like did the update, got the update because you can get the snowpoke.
Hey, so you get a whole new rival.
Yeah, you can get a Galarian snowpoke. What the fuck is it called?
Slowpoke.
Yeah, but when you do that, you gotta go to like the first part of the game, like the first town that has the train. Then one of them will come out. If you got Shield Avery, that other guy comes out, and then the other one.
Oh, that's a guy.
Yes, it is a guy.
Oh my bad.
And it pissed me off. I was like, what the hell.
That's different.
Now I need to get Sword.
Yeah, I'm going to definitely get Sword.
But the thing is, you got to buy expansion packs for both games. For either Sword or Shield. So that's $60.
I'll do it for Clara.
I'll do it for clarity.
This makes sense.
Damn. Oh, fuck. What was the last thing we were talking about? Over-sexualizing characters in video games.
Yeah.
And TV shows and shit. Like, even with the whole, like, Siri thing. Watch, somebody go and make a robot, and I'm like, yo, so is there a way I can fuck the robot? No. Like, stop thinking that. People need to just...
You gotta be desperate as hell to fuck a robot.
Hey, man.
Hey, in some cases, you'd be like, huh. Maybe.
A robot can't talk back.
Damn. Yeah, exactly.
Damn.
And robot can't touch you.
Wait, what? Yeah,
that's why Dion get in the robot.
Hold on. What'd you just say, Vince?
And the robot can't touch you. How a robot gonna give you head?
I mean, you gotta it to do it. Or
I mean, I don't wanna.
Force don't it wanna to do it.
Yeah,
Anyway,
Yeah, it's got awkward.
We about to end the podcast. Good old Tuesday episode. We decided to
you
talk.
You got a question for the, like a question for the day? Or?
Question for the day? I might not fucking answer the damn question. But anyway, here's the question of the day. Let me find one. If all jobs.
Yeah, I got one question too, by the way. It's a little wild. But, you know.
If all jobs have the same pay and hours, what job would you like to have? Wow. That is a fucked up question for like, it can go differently.
Yeah, it depends on what the wage is though.
What was the question?
It says, if all jobs have the same pay and hours, what job would you like to have?
Oh, but what's the pay, though? That's the thing.
But what's
that's
the pay? Tricky yeah, thing. What's the pay?
It is.
Let's just say the highest pay, right?
All right, $30 an hour.
Okay. Okay. On like any job or just a
Any job.
Man, I work at GameStop or something.
GameStop.
Yeah.
Photographer.
I'm working at
GameStop.
Oh yeah, GameStop
would be lit. Fuck GameStop. Can I do comic book artists?
You could if you want.
I'll do that then.
Shit.
I mean, that's my goal anyway.
I would work.
I'll probably even keep the job I got now, if that counts.
I want to leave my job. If I can do a job just sitting down doing nothing, being in my house majority of the day, relaxing, doing whatever I got to do, I'll do that right now.
Yeah.
Fuck it.
Yeah.
Fuck it. But the words of fuck it. Fuck it. That is my time. Anyway.
If your photographer
would be decent, but we're gonna end this little great Tuesday episode. We'll see you Friday here on the 100% Random Podcast.
Vince, you got a question for the day?
Yeah, you got a question for the day?
A question for the day. Let's see. Question of the day. If you was shopping for any merchandise, the most expensive merchandise in the store, and there's only one left, and it's between you and an old lady, would you fight the old lady?
How much do I like this item? Is it like my favorite item, or?
Yeah, it's like one of your favorite, most favorite. It's an item that's expensive that you can't afford right now, and it's something you always wanted, and of course it's your favorite because you always wanted it. But there's only one left in the world. And it's between you and an old lady. Would you fuck up that old lady for it?
I mean, if it got to that, I don't know.
I would in a heartbeat.
I'll probably have my cousin do it. I don't like him.
I'm going to do that shit in a heartbeat.
I don't like hitting women. I mean, I believe in equality, but
it's not hitting if you actually do it.
We're going to do elderly person, not just an old woman, elderly person. It could be a guy or it could be both.
Oh, then, yeah, definitely.
I mean, at the end of the day, it just depends on what it is. So, I don't know. Yeah, I mean, I'll probably be like, hey, I saw this first or whatever. I don't know.
It's like, hey, yeah, man, you can't touch first. That. It's my money and I want it now.
Basically.
1-800.
He said,
1-800.
That was a fun question, though.
Call 1-800. What's the fucking jingle? I want my money now.
It's my money and I need it now.
Yeah, what's the I know it's the 1-800 number. 1-800.
It's JB Flex something. I don't know.
JG Wentworth. Fuck it.
JB. There we go.
JG Wentworth. Here's the call. Call 1-800. I'm mixing all these fucking commercials together.
You done said like 11 different fucking.
It's like, that's what happens. That's what happens when you're just sitting there watching Maury and the Jerry Springer show over and over again. You got those little commercials in the middle of it.
About to get rid of.
Like in the case of 2-year-old Micaiah, you are not the father. Running like behind the stage and shit.
Right.
I hate them type of things. I know. Sometimes you know for a fact that they knew the whole entire time, and yet they look and fucking they make themselves look stupid on fucking TV.
Yeah.
Oh, who is it then? That's your fault. That's your fault. Open your damn legs. Fuck 10-12 niggas.
Sheesh.
Nasty bitch.
Damn, that's how you coming?
Yeah.
No pun intended.
Yo. Anyway, enjoy the rest of your Tuesday. We'll see you Friday here on the 100% Random Podcast. Because if you didn't realize that you were dead, maybe you're not dead.
Real.
Real recognizes real.
Real.
Right. I was trying to say real recognizes real. And then I was like, right. And then you looked the other way. All right, this shit awkward now. All right, I'm out.
Real.
Real.
A Falabo podcast.